The switch to distance learning during the pandemic has been anything but easy for teachers, parents, and students. But it's been a lot harder in rural parts of California, where many families can't get online at all. Reporter Sarah Bohannon tells us more about the situation in Plumas and Sierra counties.
The day Greenville Junior Senior High School switched to distance learning, no students were in the classroom. They had been off for 3 snow days, which meant most of the students had left their school-issued tablets behind. But more challenging than getting those devices to students, getting those devices online.
I know me personally, I don't have internet at home. I run my computer off my hotspot on my phone at home. And so that's true for a lot of our families.
That's the principal of the school, Tracy Cockrell. She says spotty internet and cell phone service in Plumas County have made distance learning challenging. She says luckily, a nonprofit called Devices for Students and the company Verizon stepped in to help, supplying hotspots she could give out.
For some students, I would show up and I would tell them, okay, this doesn't work right here at your house, but try inside your house, try your backyard. You can go to the park. You can take it wherever. I had one family who told me they would actually take that device and they could go up to the lake. And it would work at the lake, but it wouldn't work at their house.
Not having internet is not the only problem. It's also about how many people are trying to connect at once. Mary Joseph is the executive director of Roundhouse Council Indian Education Center. She says her 2 high schoolers have had it tough because they'd often need to be online at the same time.
So they had to be apart. And then my nephew that lives with us, he half the time couldn't even get on the Zoom because my son would be on Zoom and then he'd have to be in a separate part of the house, and so it would glitch and it would boot him out.
Mary's 9-year-old daughter, Callie, is about to be in 4th grade at Greenville Elementary School. She says what's been hard isn't her internet connection, but her friends.
Because with social distancing, that means that I can't see my friends or see my teacher except on Zoom. And most of my class can't get onto Zoom, so I don't even see most of my friends.
The transition has been hard for teachers, too. Carolyn Griffin teaches agricultural education at Loyalton High School in Sierra County. She thinks students there might have even fewer internet options, because with a county population of 3,000, people are spread out. She says she used to tell her students,
hey, come before school, or come into my classroom during my prep, or come in at lunch and use the internet and finish your assignment that way. So there was an issue before, but once the pandemic hit, then it was really hard.
Griffin says a solution for some schools has been putting a hotspot on a bus and driving it to where students live.
But our kids are so dispersed that really was not feasible for us. Once again, I reverted back with my own students. Well, hey, come to the school, sit in the parking lot, you know. That. But, you know, but then you have kids that don't drive. How are they going to get there when their parents are trying to work?
Plumas and Sierra counties are not currently on the watch list, and Griffin hopes things stay that way, because right now she's happy that she'll actually get to see her students soon when she goes back to teaching in person later this month. Sarah Bohannon, CAP Radio News.